Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform, because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go.
Awesome. I am so excited today to welcome to my show, Blake Ramos. He is an incredible leader. He's the Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the Iowa Motor Trucking Association. And I am so honored to have him here with me today. So thank you so much, Blake, for joining me on my podcast. I really love having you here because I want to hear from you. What does leading from the front line really mean to you? And how has it shaped your mindset and who you've become in this industry?
Yeah, thanks, Gina. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. As I think about that question, what does leading from the front line mean? To me, it's all about being there alongside the people who are actually doing the work, whether that is a truck driver in my industry. It's in a former life. I worked in the retail industry. It's the people stocking shelves or carrying out your groceries or checking things out at the register. It's the folks that are dispatching trucks. It's the people where the work is actually being done. And really, you know, what that has shaped in me, what that has really driven in me is I'm not someone who's ever going to ask someone to do something that I wouldn't do myself. I'm one that's going to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to sit there or stand there right beside them and do the work right there because it's all important. Everybody has a role to play. And when you're a leader, you got to know what those roles are and how you can influence that, how you can be a part of it. And there's no better way than actually getting in there and doing the work.
Yeah, I love that because so many leaders, I don't know, they just don't do that. That's why I love honoring you because you do. You want to jump right in and help other people. And it's so, so important. You know, in the work that you've done in this industry, have you seen anything that you think that should be redesigned or that should be done differently? And what would it be? Like, what would you create instead of that?
You know, I think one of the biggest challenges that we face as an industry right now, it's our workforce, right? It's an aging workforce. And as we bring new folks into that, whether those are our young folks, right? We're wrapping up the Safe Driver Apprenticeship Pilot Program that the FMCSA put out a few years ago, bringing 18 to 20-year-old drivers into our industry. But it's also the folks that are, you know, making a midlife career change, being new to the industry. Sometimes that can be a hard thing to break through. And really, regardless of role, right? I think the transportation industry in particular takes a lot of pride in how long we've all been in it, how accomplished we've all become throughout that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it can be hard for someone new to break through. So I think if I were going to look out and redesign something, I think, you know, it's hard to take that longevity away. But I think finding ways to really maybe break through some of those barriers early on and really help the new folks lean into this industry, because it's a great place to be. It doesn't matter what role, whether it's a driver, a dispatcher, a technician, a manager, whatever it might be, that you will find no better people in the world than the folks that make up the trucking industry. I want more and more people to be a part of that. So I think, you know, finding the ways to really break through some of that barrier a little bit is probably the biggest thing I would say.
Wow. I love that answer. You're right. This industry is so special. It's one of the best industries to be part of, especially to lead in it. And what do you think that leading from the front line really teaches us about humanity?
You know, I think I kind of mentioned it earlier already, but it's being on the front line is where the work happens. And when you think about the trucking industry in particular, nothing in our economy, nothing in our country moves without the wheels of those 18-wheelers. And it takes people from all different backgrounds, all different creeds, all different races. You know, everybody works together in this industry. And that's really what I think humanity is all about, right? We all have a common purpose, a common mission. We can all bond together through that. Sure, we're going to have our differences, but we can all recognize that the work we do is so vitally important to everyone in this country and everyone in the world, quite frankly. That's a really unique bond that we really get to share at that core human level.
I love that. I love that so much. It's so true. I mean, we don't, like, the trucking keeps everything moving. We have to work together. We have to do these things to keep I think people really appreciated it, honestly, during the pandemic. And I think we have to continue to go back to that and really understand the value of what this industry brings. When you think of this industry, can you think of a moment where an innovation maybe happened from an unexpected place? I love this question because innovation is happening in so many places. We need to share what the greatness and the innovation that's happening.
Yeah, you know, I've thought a lot about this, and I don't know that I could point to a single specific example because, as you just said, it is happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the really unique things about the transportation world and the trucking world is we don't really have sandboxes that we play in, right? If you're a driver, you're a dispatcher, you're a broker, you're working accounting, it doesn't matter what facet of the industry that you work in. Again, we're all moving in the same direction. We're all trying to accomplish the same goal. And so having fresh perspective, somebody that's, you know, never done something. My previous role was in safety. And sometimes the best ideas came from the folks who weren't in the safety team or weren't in the compliance area because they just looked at something and said, why do we do it that way? What if we tried this? Our drivers were phenomenal at coming up with those new ideas, those new solutions, because again, they see it, they live it, they experience it every day. They're finding those ways to say, I think there's a better way to go about this, or I think we could do this differently and achieve an even better result. It really does in this industry. Innovation happens all the time in small incremental steps that just make such a big difference in moving our world forward.
Yes, that's my other podcast theme. It's the small things we do in life can make such a big impact. And I love that. What do you want people, Blake, to remember you talking about impact? Like you think 10 years after you're gone and you've left the industry, what do you want your mark to be on this industry?
You know, I think the thing that I look for the most is that impact that I had on people. And it kind of reflecting on that here recently, because I did just recently switch roles. I'm on about week 4 at the Iowa Motor Truck Association, was at a carrier previously. And the time of Thanksgiving, the holidays, it's always a really good time to take that moment to reflect, think about the gratitude that we have, the people that are in our lives. And for me, it's always about the people. So I really want to look back and say that I made a difference in the lives of people that I worked with, that I was tasked with leading and being a part of their lives and, you know, help to move the industry forward and however manner that may be, but through the people that I was able to connect with.
I love that. You know what? Well, this is a good time to tell you that you were nominated for my podcast in this honor show by your peers. You and I haven't met before and worked together, but your peers clearly see the value that you brought to this industry. And this is why I wanted to honor you for the kind of leader that always doesn't get the spotlight, but you move mountains just the same. And one thing in Charleston that we have are pelicans. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but just like last weekend, I was down at Shem Creek and pelicans, they actually travel in groups and teams and they support each other. And so I have this Pelican Award. It's a glass award, and it'll have your name, Blake, on the star, because today I want to honor you for not necessarily being the loudest voice in the room, and you don't chase titles or applause, but you show up for people time and time again. And that's why I created this Pelican Award for those to honor those quiet heroes and people in the industry who lead with heart, who carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And the reason, like I said, I chose the pelican because they live in hunting groups. They thrive not actually through isolation, but through community and connection. And they represent teamwork, social bonds, and the balance between giving and receiving. And today, Blake, I want to honor you with this because I know from the people that have talked about you to me, they say that you see the strength in others and you lift them higher and you always give without ego. And you don't actually lead that from the front, but you lead from the community. And so while your work might not always make impact or headlines, I want you to know that your impact, it's lasting, it's personal, and it's definitely powerful because of the people that wanted to recognize you for the way you've moved them forward quietly and purposely and for the community that you're building. So thank you so much, Blake, for changing lives and being just you, because you truly are our pelican. And my assistant will reach out and get your address in Iowa to send you this glass pelican. But before we leave today, what I want you to do is share some lasting advice with our community and also tell them, if they want to connect with you because you're an incredible leader, where can they find you? Where can they reach out? And where can they learn more about you?
Yeah. Well, first, let me just say thank you so much, Gina. It's an honor, quite honestly, because like you said, I don't do this for accolades. I do this because it's what I love to do. I love people, and I love getting to work and connect and make a difference in people's lives and in the lives of the entire country through the work that we do in this industry. So really, really greatly appreciate that. Yeah. In terms of, you know, getting in contact with me, Blake@iowamotortruck.com is my email address. Also out on our website. Feel free to reach out anytime. I'm happy to help. And I'm here in this new role. My main role as the SVP of Government Relations is advocacy for our industry, both here at the State House in Iowa, but also at the national level. So anytime I can be of help, I'm certainly there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Blake, for joining me today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be sure to follow. Be sure to like our channels. We are always celebrating quiet heroes in our industry. So I really appreciate it. Until next time, we'll see you. Bye, everyone.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.